Welcome to Real Talk Sundays. This is that podcast for all you listeners out there who want to engage in real communication. Real Talk Sunday is for you. This is the podcast for the people, by the people, because some people can't handle real talk, no matter what day it is. I am your host, Miss Amanda, and of course my co-host with the most,
Val.
That's Val. She here, present. And as promised, of course, we got to circle back around on our safe word. We got quite a few submissions. A lot of you guys, you know, definitely gave us the recommendation pineapple. We got quite a few pineapple or pineapples. But then one of our friends who actually he's responsible for our tagline, because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Love it.
Love it. Shout out to David. And I'm sure we'll have him featured on a podcast episode here. One or two. But he actually, what did he say?
We were outside at the launch party and I was like, what do you think our safe word should be? Since you came up with a tagline, I'm like, what do you think? And he goes, why would there be a safe word? It's Real Talk Sundays. And I was like, God damn it. This guy is just a genius.
So I think in this instance, that makes sense to where, cause we've even said that, when, you know, I think a topic's getting handled, we'll say, Real Talk Sunday, that's not it. Mm-hmm. That's not the vibe. Real Talk Sunday, I can't handle that right now. Real Talk Sunday, right. You're not being authentic. And so I think that's going to be our phrase. We even had a request. I was like, it should be a phrase. So out of all of those, I think we're going to go with that. That's our safe word is
no zero safe word.
No safe word. It's you use Real Talk Sunday. Real mm-hmm. Talk Sunday, that ain't it. So yeah, but that does not go along with kinks. If you ever fuck with somebody who's like, I don't believe in safe words, run far, run fast, we don't fuck with that kind. But here at Real Talk Sunday,
do you think the guy that came into your bedroom had a safe word?
We actually had a conversation about that later. Yeah. And that was a guy who was like, I don't fucking believe in safe words. Ooh, and I was like, yeah, see, no, we're not fucking around.
Then just checking in. Yeah.
Then I think you need to talk to somebody about that. Because abso-fucking-lutely we do. And he's probably the asshole that's like, you can do your own aftercare. Get the fuck out of here. No, thank you. But I mean, yeah, it took me a couple of rounds to figure that out, that he's not one that I should sleep with. So... but great question, Val.
I was just curious.
It was a fantastic question. This episode is called Friendships or Shits. Because, one, we friends. We best friends. And we have a lot to talk about when it comes to friendships. But in this episode, we're going to discuss how kind of friendships evolve over our lives, right? Boundaries and all the teachings that come with having friends. Val and I go way back, all the way back. And I think this is actually a safe time to introduce. I think they already know, if you haven't already, we didn't start out as friends. We were not friends.
No.
She likes to tell me that we were not friends. we met in college. We were both on the softball team. Mm-hmm. I got picked up pretty late in the game. And she was the pitcher, and I was going through a phase.
A little inconsistent, I would say.
Story of my life. But yeah, I definitely, don't get me wrong, a lot of talent. They used to tell me that all the time. You got so much talent. Just show the fuck up on time.
Never on time to practice.
Never on time.
Wearing short ass shorts.
And booty shorts.
No wonder you like anal.
I know.
You're like, oh, easy access. Wearing my short ass shorts.
I'm part of that. No panty crew. Grounder. Representing the NPC. No panty crew. Ironically, I literally lived right across the street from the softball field. A 2-minute walk across the street, John. I was fucking late. And I also had terrible hair because I got an idea that now that I'm in college, I should dye my dark ass brown black hair platinum blonde. So we went and got a couple of box dyes, and it didn't go too well. It was like piss orange yellow. So I wore a beanie like the first month of college.
First day you showed up with that orange
hair.
Oh my God.
It was sad. It's fine. But I was a big bitch, so nobody really fucked with me. But I don't think y'all liked me.
No.
None of y'all liked me.
No.
Which is fine.
Unless you hit a home run, then we're congrats.
Unless I showed up.
Yeah.
On this one, you know, so that's kind of where our origin started. And our friendship has evolved over the last 14 years. It's definitely been learning opportunities. We've gone through some shit for sure. But I mean, I think this is a great time for us to check in as besties. We haven't done this in a while. How's our friendship doing? How are we?
I think it's going good.
I think it's going good too.
I think your trauma made it better for us. Like, we set boundaries with your trauma. That's Real Talk Sunday. Like, we did.
I've never heard you say that. That's really good.
Thank you. Oh my God. You look so smart. I don't sound very smart, but my brain has some thoughts. But no, that was like 2 years ago when we sat down and you're like, what do you need from me? And blah, blah, blah. But we didn't have boundaries.
Yeah,
before
dude.
That, we had zero boundaries. And I think that was the issue of feeling like you're, and you know, that saying that Kevin Hart said, like, my bullshit is your bullshit. But we had that fucking intertwined. Mm-hmm. Like, we told each other everything about our relationships, every little thing. Oh, I pooped today. Congrats. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so intertwined that when shit went down, we're like, well, we don't want so-and-so around anymore. Like, well, it just turned into a whole trickle effect of problems.
Absolutely. I struggle with boundaries in general. That's what I'm in therapy for. Okay. I have a lot of insight on boundaries. We'll talk more about that. I struggle with boundaries, establishing them, reinforcing them, following them. And so, yeah, I think that was a good time. I think I kind of nutted up and I asked you, you know, is there anything I can do to be a better friend? And there was also, you would let me know, like,
you made me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
And
you didn't cry about me. So
kind of sad, but you know, okay. And also too, you let me know, like, you didn't feel like a priority, like, you, because you reach out to me. You're the friend, and you have a lot of friends. Val, if there's one thing I say about Val will put a golden retriever to shame with her loyalty. This bitch is loyal. You are loyal to a fault sometimes. Yes. And she will be the one to reach out to you. She'll be the one to follow up with you, check in with you. And I'm, you know, sad to say, I want to be that friend. And I, you know, I want to work towards that. That's just not me. Hasn't been for our whole friendship. So, and, you know, I think that was a big one. Is there anything I can do to be a better friend? And you were just like, show up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, text me back. Text me. Be the first to ask about how my day is. So that was a big one. So I guess we'll revisit it since it's been a few years. Is there anything that I can be doing to be a better friend?
I don't think right now, to be honest. Watch, you're going to come with something. I know it.
So I was thinking about this in the shower. And oh my God. No.
I mean, it's still the, honestly, I mean, not that you haven't grown and we have boundaries, but you do suck at texting back, answering the phone. If something was going wrong with me, you're not the first person I'm going to call.
Bro,
if,
I say that about my mom.
I know.
She's like, that bitch doesn't answer.
But yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I'm probably going to call somebody else if something's going bad in my day. Yeah.
I know who. Yeah. You do. You call her.
Whoever that is. Yeah. But yeah, I'd say that's still probably the biggest thing for me. Hmm. I mean.
Damn.
No, that's not true, though. No, that's real. That's facts. Real. If we're being real, probably
Talk Sundays.
The most, if we're talking about annoying or working on. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, what about me?
What about you? Well, I would say, I think, and as we venture into this podcast, right, Real Talk Sundays is definitely, and we even touched on this just a little bit ago, is your defensiveness when it comes, you can dish this shit, girl. I always tell her, you take it as about as good as you take a dick. You don't. And so it's really difficult sometimes, especially when it's feedback, constructive or otherwise.
Oh, shit.
And so that one, it's just something, you know, when it comes to either feedback or something where you feel attacked, it's defense. And we're gonna walk through the fire on that on this podcast, I feel, right, a lot. So you're gonna get an opportunity to stretch, and it's gonna make me force, you know, myself to respond, because you're not the only person that tells me that, like, bitch, you need to
but
answer your
I'm
phone.
Number one, so
numero uno. You're literally my number one pinned text message.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dang. One.
You are an emergency contact, per my daughter.
You are not my emergency contact, just so you know.
I deserve that. You're right. I'm sorry, who?
But that stems from like who you grew up around. You can't get a hold of your mom. She's so hard to get a hold of, right? My dad, that's who I'm calling if something's wrong, right? Because that fool answers every time. He's the same way. He calls all his friends, checks in on them every day. He's calling somebody. So I know that's kind of where I got that. So I am my father's daughter in a lot of ways. So, but I think that's kind of funny how we both have the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Your mom doesn't answer. My dad calls everyone. Oh, yeah.
That's like, that's funny. Shit. Damn. Thanks, Mom. She's going to be like, bitch, leave me out of your podcast, okay?
We didn't say your name only once. Yeah, one time.
Are there any, like, I don't think there are any taboo topics, but are there any taboo topics between us? Like, there's definitely been, I feel like we've had conversations where we've been like, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Like, I'm done. I'm kind of over the, over talking about it.
Well, it's also when you don't want to hear it anymore. You don't want to hear the unsolicited advice, and that's one of my problems. I did work on that. You told me, I don't want to hear your opinion. I just want you to listen.
Want you to hear me. Yeah.
I have tried so hard. Really, I have. Honestly, I can say that has been something I've worked on.
Upon reflection, yes.
Thank you. Maybe you should have thought about that in the shower.
Damn.
I just listened to you for hours on that couch, and in my mind I want to say something so bad, and I'm like, that's not it.
It's my free therapy. I don't want your opinion.
I get that a lot from people. Why am I not getting paid for this?
Fuck. But no, I think that's fair too, as far as like boundaries within our friendship. I think that's a big one. Friendships teach you boundaries like no other relationship. They really do. And honestly, like, friends in your teen, like friends when you're a child, friends when you're an adolescent, friends in your 20s, bitch, friends in your 30s, and then now looking at your parents, right, and their friends. And I really feel like, you know, when people say friends are the family that you choose, yes and no, right? And I think and B even and I talked about this earlier today at breakfast. We were talking about how friends don't always, and sometimes hardly ever, give you unconditional love like family. Like, family gives you that unconditional. Your family, blood's thicker than water, right? But when it comes to friends, you only get a few real motherfuckers in your life that are going to show up for you no matter what, unconditionally. And those are hard to fucking find. And honestly, sometimes you don't even choose them. They just kind of come in, and it's almost like this, it just happened, and you stick with it. But I feel like the friendships in your 20s really teach you boundaries. They teach you heartbreak. They teach you love. They teach you joy, right? And they really bring to light that whole, some people are in here for a season, some people are here for a reason. You just got to decide between the two. And for me, someone who struggles with boundaries, that was really hard for me, especially my 20s. And finding new friends in college, finding all my friends, dare I say it, came from sports. That was really a bulk of camaraderie for me. And that's where all my time was devoted, was practices. And so still to this day, majority of my friends are from sports or from people that we connected with over that. But boundaries with them too is like, I'm an empath. And so I would take on a lot of their pain, their trauma, their drama, and kind of withhold my own a little bit. But I think for me, I really did enjoy friends for partying. Like, I enjoyed all of that. We just party so hard.
Yeah, your party friends. In your 20s, you had certain friends.
Book friends. And then you have your don't tell them that friends. Mm-hmm. And then you have the I gotta tell you that friends. But yeah, I think boundaries are really hard when you're drawing them, and especially as you get older. Like, perfect example, I just had a boundary drawn with me, with a friendship. I was telling Val, I was like, you know, I literally invited a friend, to kind of listen in on this podcast, and I just got this response that was like, all right, good luck to you, girl. And I was like, ooh. And I, for the, you know, one of the first times in my friendships, I wrote her back, and I was like, I got a boundaries or we're not good vibe from this text. Is that just me or is that the case? And she was like, no, that's the case. Like, I feel like you only reach out to me when you need something. And that's the first time I think I've had somebody tween the tits like that and be like, nah, bitch, you only reach out to me when you need something. And I was like, oh, my God. And I feel like if I was in my early 20s, the first thing I would have said was, well, first of all, bitch, when's the last time you reached out to me? okay, like my inner child.
I invited you to my kid's birthday. How come you?
Yeah, like you forgot about us.
The present wasn't good enough, by the way.
When's the last time? When's the last time you reached out to me? And second of all, you know, when you do come, like, what, honestly, like, what are you bringing to my table? Like, can I live without this person? And a lot of defensiveness as well. But instead, because I'm in my ripe ass old age, I was like, fuck no, this bitch is right. This bitch is 110% right. I am so fucking sorry. And she's like, you know, I don't know if that's your intent or anything. I was like, whether or not that was my intent, that's how I made you feel. I am sorry. And now I can do better. Thank you for telling me. I've kind of felt like the vibe was off the last couple of times we've hung out. And she was just like, well, you got to say something. See something, say something. And I'm like, ah, well, our friendship's still relatively new. You know, we've only been friends for a couple of years. This was kind of the first real, I can't even remember our first real fight. Us? Or like, yeah. I mean, I remember.
Do you want me to bring that up?
I don't remember.
Are we going to talk about that?
I don't remember our first fight.
Is that
time? I remember the apartment fight. Like, I remember that fight. That sucked. I mean, we took a hiatus for months. We took a little sabbatical from our relationship. But, like, I don't remember our first fight. What was our first fight? You remember our first fight?
Yeah, when you slapped me at Suds.
That was our first fight?
I'd say that was probably, like, our first, like, real, like, I think
you
that
were upset.
Was, I was pissed.
Fuck, that's right. It's all coming back to me.
But
now.
At the same time, I was like, fuck, I got like big and I got in your face like, mm-hmm. Fucking slap me again. And you did. But there was like people around. There's a lot mm-hmm. to dive into that. It was like attention, but mm-hmm. also like you're annoying. You're being annoying. Like you were annoyed of me, which I can be annoying when I'm drunk. That's a, I'm self-aware. Sure. But yeah, that was probably our first like real thing. And then people were like, you should never be friends with her again. I had that coming in hot. Mm. And obviously I chose to stick by you.
Yeah.
That unconditional shit.
Oh, fuck me. And
no, alcohol. You're an amazing friend, honestly.
So say it again. I'll believe it.
No. I'm just saying. No, this is Real Talk Sunday. This is real shit that has happened. Yeah, dude. People totally judged us for that because we were like, oh, we're still best friends. Everything's fine. She slept with my man, but it's fine.
It's fine. I love her. She's still real nice. I mean, I just, you know, she makes a mean mimosa. So we keep her around.
But the real fight, yeah, that when we lived together, we said, and we finally lived together. God. It was amazing. That was so amazing.
So good.
Shoot, I can't believe we ruined that, to be honest. Really, you know, let's blame it on our significant others. They fucked us up.
Yeah, they did.
They're still around.
Yep.
So really, what's
still
going on here?
Fuck all y'all.
But that was like, that was probably the most hurtful thing for me because mm-hmm. you just said in the top of this, Val is the most loyal motherfucker that you know. So the fact that my like character was questioned in that was really hard to get past, and you apologized and everything. You were blinded by the light.
Oh, for sure.
You were so in love. We were both so in love. That's the thing too, is we were so honeymoon phase.
Oh,
just
my God,
like,
dude,
and that shit's real. And all together in one home, that's hard.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was probably the worst thing. Mm-hmm. But we only let it go for, it was like maybe not even 2 weeks. You reached out, so that's big of you. And we went to breakfast and cried and ate our breakfast.
Miss you. Fuck this motherfucker, man.
Never not seen you for that long, except when you went to Australia.
It's really long. And I think that comes to, you know, how friends teach you heartbreak. Like, that was a big one. And, like, we didn't break up by any means.
We were on a break.
We were on a break. This is my new best friend. Wait, what? But no, we've had friends break our fucking hearts. I think we were even talking about this. We have a mutual friend and this was a hard subject for a long time. She was my best fucking friend, like so sister. Like we did everything. Even people I run into to high school till this day are still like, hey, how's her? And I'm always like, damn. Yeah. We were two peas in a pod from high school all the way through college. And it was just, and beyond. And it just sucks because I remember when I had to set a boundary to where it broke my fucking heart for years. I mourned the loss of that friendship for a very long time to where I would even come across as like, no new friends. I don't need any besties. I don't need any soul sisters anymore. That was good. That hurt. And I even told you, I was like, out of the breakups that I've had one really hard breakup, and that was the second hardest breakup in my life. And that wasn't even someone I fucked.
Selfish about it, but if that wouldn't have happened, would we have been where we are now, you and I?
That's a great question. Wow,
I am just smart on this episode.
That's an alternate universe. I don't know if I should, you know, if I could entertain. My gut tells me no, because the spot would be filled. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think I had to go through that loss to teach me what, one, boundaries and friendships are, and two, like, really appreciate you for the friend that you are. And it's hard too, because like that friend is still a mutual friend among us, and it's still, you know, something that I think about and comes up often. And we've reconciled. It took us years.
I was the kid that you guys left behind.
We shared custody of Val for a long time.
They'd be like, you want to hang out tonight? Well, actually,
same birthday. So she'd be like, fuck.
Like, what do you want to do for your birthday? What day?
Amanda said that she's doing it on this weekend.
Yeah, literally.
I'll take her this weekend if you want to take her that weekend.
That's so real.
What are you doing for the holidays?
How old were you when you guys broke up as friends?
When was that fucking Vegas trip, dude? I don't know.
No, I'm just trying to get an age.
I want to say 23 is where, because 22... was like my divorce. Yeah, you know, yeah, 23. Yeah. I was just thinking to relate.
Like, before that, I had a friend that was my friend from 12 to 18. And no, 19. I'm sorry. I moved here. So 12 to 19, lived in the same neighborhood. We were the best. Like, that's what we were, like, you and so and so. And that's how we were known. Oh, where's Val? Mm-hmm. Where's this person? How come you guys aren't together? Blah, blah, blah. Well, when I moved here, it was like a breakup, because we would still talk, but then for some reason she refused to come visit me. And like, my dad offered to pay for the flights and everything. And it was so heartbreaking, because it's like, wait, what? Like, we're not going to be friends anymore. Like, we're best friends for life. Like, you know, we had rings. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't have rings. We probably had a friendship bracelet. I don't know. But then I went to visit, and it was the weirdest time. Like, I remember I was laying on the beach and she was right there, and I started crying because I just knew we were not going to be friends anymore. I don't know if I'm thinking she felt the same way, but it was just the weirdest feeling, like, shoot, okay, all right. And then I was all alone here, like, felt alone being in Idaho, freaking stupid with cows and stuff. So that was hard, I'd say. And then she would, like, hit me up because she had some problem, and I'd listen. But then besides that, it was kind of, like they used to say back then, dunzo. It was pretty dunzo. So I can relate. I'm saying that was probably the hardest friendship that I don't have anymore.
Yeah.
But.
And that preps you for your
And then you
20.
See them on Instagram, and you're like,
they got new best
friends.
Should
I, like, comment on this post? Because, like, I know your family. No. Facebook. Yeah, like, it was, like, that weird, like,
it was hard. Yeah, I think it was difficult too, seeing her in our, because we, again, were mutual friends. So we'd
on
go
my
to,
birthdays.
Yeah, if, your birthdays. Yeah. We'd go to events. We'd be there. And that longing for what used to be, and like the camaraderie, our jokes, and just like we just have this charisma when we're together. And just that pain where you're like, don't get back together with her, because remember what happened. You just can't do it. Okay. But, you know, there's one thing that I took from Tony Robbins: blame them elegantly. And this goes for a lot of heartbreak in your life, or a lot of trauma. People have caused you a lot of trauma. I'm not saying she's caused me trauma, she caused me heartbreak, but blame them elegantly, and, you know, and thank them for the learning opportunity, because without her, I wouldn't be able to step into this friendship a better person. And also realizing I don't accept that anymore. Or when I'm doing that, I remember you had to call me out because of my some bullshit behavior that was very similar.
Yes.
Being like, oh, fuck. Nope. I remember that.
Look at how far we've come in more ways than one.
Yeah. I think that's a big one for us. I don't know. And for years to come, I think in our 30s and like what we're going to step into. And like, my mom's got old friends. Your dad's got friends. You got friends too that go back.
I have someone from when I was 7. So
a long fucking way though. That's crazy. I think the oldest friend.
And we still put up with each other.
Yeah. She's
barely,
just visited.
Barely, right?
She like literally just visited. That blows my mind. Like, how does one keep a friendship alive like that?
You have to choose to keep that alive. It's the same thing of what you're talking about, of like texting people and stuff. Like, she'll text me and then, you know, we're just talking about stuff. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh my gosh, how come you haven't called me? It's not like that. It's a different thing because we know we've chosen to be friends forever. Like, we just know that.
And it's a big one, too. Like, as you collect these friends right through your life, you start to see which ones are a little bit more on the low maintenance, the high maintenance. Like, the ones where, yeah, you don't talk to for weeks, months, years, sometimes at a time, and you pick up right where you left off, and it's no thing. There's no guilt about it. There's no shame about it. And then you have those friends that they need that TLC. They need that extra touch. They need that to be felt, you know,
I need the TLC.
You need the TLC.
I do need the TLC for sure.
You need a lot of love for sure. But yeah, and as you go through your friendships, you know, asking yourself, doing a friendship audit, that was a big thing I've heard in a lot of success books, is like doing a friendship audit, taking a look at the people you surround yourself with. The higher the value of friends, the higher you're going to raise your own value. You surround yourself with wealth, you're going to be wealthy. You surround yourself with really good people who challenge you, who support you. That's what you're going to find. But annually, really successful people, women in particular, will do an audit of their friendships. Is this somebody? And that's fucking hard.
That's just being real, though.
I know, with yourself. And that's the thing. Older you get, you're like, I don't have fucking time for this.
Right, right.
I don't have time for your shit. And the thing is, sometimes these friends come back full circle.
Your shit is toxic. Get it together.
Yeah, get it the fuck
and
together.
And I'm not scared to say that.
You're not. You're not. You've had to say it to a few of our friends, actually, in particular. But yeah, it's. I think that's kind of the gift that comes with your 30s and then stepping into. You just don't have fucking time for that shit. And then by the time you hit your 40s, I mean, you're cruising in life. Who are you going to choose it to spend your time with? So that's a big one, everybody. Audit your friends. But thank you for joining us today with Real Talk Sunday. Friendships or shits? Listening to a little bit about our shit and our ships. So enjoy this this new artist, new song too. This song is called Bad For Me by Reggie Fly. This one's a new one I really enjoyed. But hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't gonna fight with you. I just wanna make time with you, baby. I just wanna ride with you. See, I ain't gonna lie to you, he ain't gonna try for you, yeah. He might go shy for you, but he ain't got time for loving you. Come through, show me what is yours tonight, baby. We can go where you want tonight, only if it makes you mine. You mine. Girl, you bad for me. Throw it back for me. Hold it down on the thumb for me. She gon' ride for me. Drop it down, bust it down for me. You got style when you ride with me. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you bad for me. Girl, you bad for me. Down, girl, it's been too long. No fear, no love when it comes to us. Bust it down for me and tomorrow. We can take it back to my roommate. Show you what it's love in a full play. Yeah. Come through, show me what is yours tonight. Throw it back for me. Hold it down on the thumb for me. She gon' ride for me. Drop it down, bust it down for me. You a star when you're around with me. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you bad for me. Girl, you bad for me. Girl, you bad for me. Throw it back for me. Hold it down on the thumb for me. She gon' ride for me. Drop it down, bust it down for me. You a star when you're around with me. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you bad for me. Girl, you bad for me.